Adam Cravens, and Jane Ellen watch more movies each month than most people do in a year. Parental guidance suggested reviews new movies in theaters with no spoilers promise. These film nerds know their stuff.
Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
Now, as we have said before, this isn't always planned well in advance. But as I was mulling over what we should talk about, I thought, there is a movie that I firmly believe, if you want to get every joke on The Simpsons.
That's pretty accurate. Like, and I mean,
every.
To be fair, yeah. They do like to do some deep cuts.
They do. And The Simpsons not the only one. If you want to pick up stuff on things that you didn't realize was even making a reference, you need to go through the threshing we call Deliverance.
If you have not seen this film, and going into this film, I did not know what I was in for. I had not, I don't even know if Google didn't even have the prevalence. It wasn't on like every cell phone out there. And I think I had just, I was working at, I believe, Hollywood at the time. And I was basically going down.
He was working in Hollywood.
At Hollywood Video.
In Hollywood.
I was working in the entertainment industry.
With Quentin Tarantino.
He was at another video rental place several decades before, but
kind of the same
thing. We were basically like bunkmates.
Yes.
In summer camp. I was just basically going down the, it was like AFI's like 100 greatest movies. Mm-hmm. So, something like, I don't remember exactly what it was. And Deliverance was on there. And I was like, oh, well, I like Burt Reynolds. Okay, mm-hmm. Sure. You know, I'll dive right in.
Now, see, I had a similar type of situation. I knew, because I always watched the AFI stuff every year, I knew it was a movie. I knew it was a movie that I did not see when it came out. And I knew it was a movie that Ned Beatty was disturbed about. And I could quote some of it because they showed the same scenes. And I loved the song Dueling Banjo. And the guy that played the banjo haunts me to this day.
Now, keep in mind as well, my introduction to Ned Beatty was in Superman the movie.
Oh.
Where he's basically the comic foil in that film. Like, real funny the whole time, just kind of bumbling and
ding,
goofy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Holy cow. Like,
not so funny.
This was a character that I laughed at as a child. Like, mm-hmm. Believed a man could fly. Like, childhood innocence was wrapped all around that movie and around Ned Beatty. Like,
yeah.
Picture, if you will, like if Mickey Mouse or Big Bird had a picture, like showed up in Deliverance, or pick something from your childhood that's wholesome that could never harm you. And there it was. There it was.
Yeah. So Deliverance. Deliverance is about four friends who decide they're going to go, you know, and spend the weekend in the outdoors.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, sounds innocent enough.
You know, it's not one of those, you know, three of them are going to hunt one of them. It's nothing like that. It's just four friends. They're going to go out and they're going to fish or whatever.
I want to say like they kayak or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just real innocent.
Exactly. And they get lost because they don't have a sat phone or a GPS on their phone.
That's the gentlest way you could put what happens to them.
Yes.
They get lost. But, like, it's in the way that, like, the cast of the show Lost got lost. Like,
yes.
It's that kind of, like, things went awry kind of way.
I know there are many times people have asked me, well, you know, have you been to that place? Do you know how to get there? And my remark is, well, you need to bring your own banjo. I am hearkening back to Deliverance.
But I don't want to go there.
Exactly.
Now,
I do not want to go to there.
To be fair, I have been to the place where they filmed Dirty Dancing. Like, that the bridge that she's, like, doing the...
Yeah.
I've been to all of those locations. Like,
Patrick,
listen, I don't have to explain myself to you. I don't need to justify myself to anybody. Maybe 16-year-old Adam, he would have had to give you an explanation. But you know what? There's a picture of me in front of Patrick Swayze's cabin from Dirty Dancing.
All these years, I did not know that.
I've been to the location. There are photos of me on that bridge in front of like his camp. Basically any place of note that was filmed there has a picture of me in front of it. And I don't feel like explaining myself.
That's wonderful.
I'm not going to. Story I gave,
it's not
going
to be as good.
It's that Hitchcockian sense of anticipation. Mm-hmm. I want you and everyone listening to think, why would Adam have been to the filming locations of Dirty Dancing? Besides the fact that, quite honestly, it's a good movie.
Now, I've never seen the photo of which you speak, but when you mention it, I picture you dressed as Baby.
I think, yeah. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I had the time of my life.
No doubt. Okay.
I was also like the wind.
Deliverance. It does not have a happy ending.
Not if you are, like, a law-abiding, like, God-fearing person.
No. One of them survives?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of them survives. Oh, so we've got John Voight, Ned Beatty, Burt Reynolds, and the fourth guy who I always forget. So let me look it up again because I never remember.
Now, I will say, like, and I think some people...
So we've got the red shirt, basically.
Some people forget this, but like Burt, there was not a star like Burt Reynolds. It's shot in, what, the 70s, mm-hmm. I believe? It's late 60s or 70s. I don't remember precisely... when, but like Burt, you did not get bigger than Burt Reynolds at this point.
And
in
this
time.
Was Burt at his
Burtiest.
Yes, Ronnie Cox is the other one, and yeah, Ronnie Cox is the red shirt. So I'm just going to assume he dies first because I don't really.
It's not
that.
A film that I have consistently revisited, no. So I don't like. If you ask me, like, what happens in, you know, Ghostbusters or Back to the Future. Or like something of that nature, I can probably tell you. Like if there's a Trivial Pursuit version of that, like I can tell you. If Deliverance has a Trivial Pursuit version of it, I'm probably not going to win, or I'm going to end up huddled in the floor in a fetal position, crying for maybe my mommy or someone.
So if you've ever heard the lines for a city boy, you sure got a pretty mouth. That's Deliverance. If you've heard Squeal Like a Pig.
Oh, dear.
Deliverance.
I have quoted that one, and it's you know immediately whether or not someone's seen the film when you quote the line, too. Because usually they've got a little, if they're a normal God-fearing person, you can see the look of fear and a disgust in their eyes whenever you bring it up. Because if this is the film that you come away just being like, you know what, I laughed my head off. It was hysterical. Every time I see it, I laugh a little harder. Mm. Like what is it in Beetlejuice? Whenever he goes, every time I see The Exorcist, I laugh.
Yeah. So the reason they go on a trip is because the character played by Burt Reynolds again, Burt Reynolds. The biggest movie star in the world, okay?
At that point, yeah.
Yes. So Burt Reynolds looking amazing. No wonder Archer loves him. But Burt Reynolds with no mustache, which always looks bizarre to me. And so his character wants to take his friends on this trip because a river's going to be dammed or something, so they cannot go down the river or whatever. And so he just wants to share his love of the outdoors with his friends. And then it gets bad, and they run into.
I mean, the premise, like in a different set of hands, like say Dan Aykroyd and John Candy, could be a hysterical romp.
Deliverance is not, but the tagline is "Deliverance from Evil."
Oh, that and it's not far off.
And they used some local people, and. I'm not going to say that sometimes when you get deep into the... I am going to say sometimes when you get deep into the hills or the valleys of anywhere, you often have a gene pool that is not as diverse as you would want it to be.
It's kind of like the closing theme song to Justified when it talks about the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky. Like, it's a... Sometimes it gets scary there. And I'm related to some of these people. So
my husband is as well. Yeah. We have a running joke that his family's been inbreeding in parts of Kentucky for well over 250 years. Well, there you go. They've been there a long time, and they didn't really switch counties, so lines cross. No first cousins, but still, that is legal. Lines cross.
It
is legal.
I had not considered the fact that not first cousins was going to come up on the podcast today.
One of those things. You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about movies. Movies you need to know if you are going to get every reference every time. And movies that made an impact, and Deliverance sure did make an impact.
Yeah.
11 Oscar nominations. It won 3. I got to tell you, the guy who played the banjo should have won one, but you see, he wasn't acting. They found a local who was different.
I think that's a kind way of putting it, yes.
And, you know, there's something not quite right with him, and I don't know what his deal is, but
there's a documentary that needs to happen.
But he can play the banjo, and he's disturbing.
And you could even call the documentary You Got a Pretty Mouth. You know, it's one of those, it's like watching a cold case, like series, like just some, you just pull it up on some app and you're like, oh, I don't want to know how all those bodies got underneath that porch.
No.
But then you're like, wait, yes, I do. But then you get into it and you see how, and you're like, oh, no, I didn't. I didn't want to know how those bodies got there.
And then you do.
And the same way.
And you'll never forget it.
If I see the documentary called You Got a Pretty Mouth, I'd be like, oh, I have to know. And then I'd know. And then I'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah. So they run into some locals who have lived in that vicinity for quite some time. And, well, the city boys are fascinating and new.
The only difference in this and, like, say, the British aristocracy from, like, you know, 600-700 years removed is the kind of china that they use at the weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's paper plates, it's probably Eastern Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee. If it's, you know, gold or possibly like crystal, it's probably the British aristocracy.
Now, this movie, first of all, I'm going to use the same word that is often referenced because I rarely get the chance to say buggery, but that takes place in the film, and it's as unpleasant as one would think, but the reason why...
If they ever do a musical version of it, I suggest that as the title with an exclamation mark.
The buggery exclamation
Just buggery!
Mark. That would be great. And a pair of tap dancing feet and a banjo.
And like maybe there's a
tap dancing banjo.
A tap dancing pig with a banjo beside buggery. That's a dance number
that
would require some deft choreography.
Yeah, that sure is. So part of the reason I think that this movie works so well is it's kind of plausible. Where you go out in the wilderness and things get messed up real fast and people get hurt.
Fantastic things happen, but not in the way that like spacemen don't come down from Mars. Like nobody pulls like, you know, a magic sword from the river or anything. All of this stuff that happens is definitely like unique, but it's something that I guess given the right amount of whatever could happen to anyone, hypothetically.
Mm-hmm. So, in essence, you have these four city fellas who get harassed in the woods by the natives, I guess?
I think, yeah.
Natives.
This is the kindest plot summary I've ever heard of this.
Yes, and it's it just doesn't end well. And it is disturbing, and it is really the grandfather to all of the have them run into the woods and someone's going to chase them type of thing, because they are hunted and chased by these local people.
Hill folk.
Yeah. I don't want to toss around the word inbred, but sure.
I mean, there's
something not quite right.
We're not going to toss that word around, but we're also not discounting the possibility.
Yes. Yes. So it is.
And there's not a lot of like auxiliary, like they didn't do tie-in books to Deliverance. Like there wasn't a spinoff television show about it that delved into their backgrounds. So a lot of this is speculation.
Yes. And it had a huge impact on audiences of that time because, first of all, you have Burt Reynolds, again, John Wayne bright light at this point in his career, and like he's in this really disturbing movie.
Like, okay, to give you kind of like a look at the through line to it, like, this is also like around the same era like Smokey and the Bandit, like happens. Like, a lot of times, Burt
just a few years later, it was Smokey and Cannonball and all the fun Burt stuff.
Burt Reynolds, like, you just... He didn't necessarily pick stuff that pushed him as an actor, but like he was just, you wanted to hang out with that guy. Like that was the great thing about Burt Reynolds. Like any of those films, like you see Smokey and the Bandit or Cannonball Run and you're just like, I want to be in this guy's
vicinity. I watched him on every talk show he was on. I didn't care that I didn't see the movies. I just wanted to hear him laugh because I knew he would. And I just loved him because he was so funny.
Like in the same way that like you see like somebody like Clooney or Brad Pitt now where they're just, they have a charisma to them. And like you just kind of, you feel yourself drawn to them either like, you know, I want to hang out with this person. Like that's the way Burt Reynolds struck me at that point. You were just like, wow, this guy is just oozing charisma.
Mm-hmm.
And he's funny. He's charming, like reasonably handsome.
But not out of your league handsome either, just a man's man.
Okay, I think that kind of like a brawny man.
Yes.
Like the guy in the paper towels. I could strike that, yeah.
So upset that he and Lonnie just didn't make it. I mean, I just really was rooting for them. And him and Sally Field. And him and a lot of others. But anyway, I digress. I used to get really broken up about these celebrity marriages.
Especially Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Well, they 12 times charm. You know.
Yeah. Anyway, Deliverance was one of those movies where you came out changed. And I will never forget, my oldest sister saw it in the theater. And my oldest sister is, you know, like 2 decades older than me. And I remember her saying, I don't ever want to see that movie again.
I think, yeah, that there's only one film I think I can think of what was it?
Mars Attacks?
No, was it Somerset or Son? It was this past summer. I can't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's called Somerset. Midsommar.
Midsommar or something. It's got a weird like spelling to it. That film, when I left it, like with the, because again, it's another film that I didn't research a lot. Mm-hmm. I just, like, some people, like, it had some positive things on the poster, and like people weren't just like, this movie's dumb, don't go see it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll check that one out. And like I left it just being like, what?
Yeah, Deliverance. It's kind of a buddy adventure, but not in the way you think.
No, not like, say, 48 Hours is a buddy adventure. Or, I don't know, Kevin Hart and the Rock have adventures and are buddies.
Yeah. Wow, if they were in it.
That would be a very different, man. Ooh. Feel sorry for the hill folk that pick on Dwayne Johnson like that.
Ugh.
Or they tell his little buddy to squeal like a piggy. I'm just telling you, somebody ends up with like the people's elbow.
Eyebrow. Yeah. So John Borman was the director, and it was filmed mostly in Georgia. And Burt Reynolds actually was doing his own stunts. Because his canoe has to go over a waterfall or really, really fast rapids.
Yeah.
I know there are slower and faster rapids. And they did it with like an actual body dummy in the canoe. And it looked obviously.
Awful. Yeah.
So he said, well, I'll do it. And then broke his tailbone because it hurt. Hurt a lot.
His tailbone.
Coccyx.
Yes.
You really can't put a Band-Aid on that.
Well, I mean, you can, but it won't do.
It'll do nothing.
Yeah.
So Deliverance was very well received. It made over $40 million, which, again, we're predating Jaws, which was 75. This is 72.
Yeah.
It did not cost a lot to make because they filmed on location. There weren't a lot of people in the movie.
And I can't recall special effect one.
Uh-uh.
This is not a CGI-heavy film.
No, it's a drama. It's an adventure drama. And you want to be delivered from, you want it to end. And yet, while you watch it, it's compelling, it's horrifying, and you can't not appreciate how well it is made because it gives you those horrible, horrible feelings.
It's another film that came out like around that time that I saw. Appreciate the craftsmanship that went into it. Deer Hunter.
Yes.
Was another movie that, like, I don't want to be in that headspace. Like, I can appreciate.
Yeah, I have avoided it because of that. I don't want to experience that.
Yeah. Like, it just, you, again, like, performances, mm-hmm. like, you know, narrative, like, just, I mean, it's hitting on all cylinders, but, like, both of those movies are two movies that, like, after I saw them, I was just like, all right, I don't need to go back there. It's not like, okay, when I went to, like, Disney World or Disneyland, I was like, oh, sure, yeah, I'll go back to Frontierland. That's a place I want to revisit.
Mm-hmm.
Deliverance, not so much. There's a good reason, like, that Universal or, like, Paramount don't have parts of their theme parks dedicated to films like Deer Hunter,
yeah.
or Deliverance. There's a good reason why there's not a Lego set for, like, there's no Lego Deliverance. Like,
that'd be kind of funny though.
Oh man, would it? Or like a Wii game or like a Nintendo Switch game, like, for it.
So Deliverance. I do think that if you are, I'm going to say over 21, there's no reason to scar your teen years with this.
I want to say that's right. That had to be right around, I want 21, 23. Maybe I was 20, but it was definitely around like that. And it just, I was not ready for that. Like, I was still watching a lot of, like, blockbuster, like, you know, Transformers.
Yeah, it's not like that.
You know, something with Jerry Bruckheimer's name on it. Like, it's a very different kind of film.
Yes. But I do think if you want to appreciate all film, this film is quoted a lot and is referenced a lot. So if you haven't experienced it, then you are missing out things on a certain level. And you also miss out the appreciation of Burt Reynolds as a fine actor, as opposed to the fun, happy Burt Reynolds. There's no fun and happy in this movie.
There really isn't. Like I said, just well crafted, well performed. Like everybody that's involved in it is doing their job to the height of their ability. But it's just it's not a place that mentally I want to visit often or ever again.
Yes. So we are saying you should see it just because it's in the vernacular of pop culture. And it is a good movie.
And if, I mean, like I said, there's a number of reasons
to see it.
But there's also a number of reasons to never revisit it.
Yes. You don't have to revisit it ever.
Yeah. I can't think of a good justifiable reason why
no.
you should.
Honestly, I only remember now the scenes that are always shown with Deliverance. I do not remember watching it, though I know I did. I've just wiped it.
I think that's what my mind has done, too. It's just like, well, you need to remember that so you can get that in reference joke
mm-hmm.
here. But
and
the rest of it,
we're done.
We're going to delete.
Yep.
And there we are.
Yep, very much so. However, side note. Archer does love Burt Reynolds, and
there is every reason in the world to love Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
And like I said, and you can visit him in, like, I think he was in the third or fourth season of My Name Is Earl, the aforementioned Smokey and the Bandit, the Cannonball Run movies.
My girls have not yet seen Smokey and the Bandit, and I think it's time.
I want to say he was in the Dukes of Hazzard remake. You don't have to revisit. Don't visit him there.
But he is in, I believe, season 5 of Archer, and you do need to visit it there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to visit season two of Archer, which is almost all about Burt Reynolds, even though he's not there. It makes you love him even more.
Like, in the same way that I think you and I appreciate Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Like, he's another guy that, like, I wouldn't mind dudeing around
mm-hmm.
with Burt Reynolds.
And I just don't hear people talk about him enough, and I don't want him to disappear because he brought a lot to the table.
You can watch most of his filmography, and most of his films, you just, in the same way that, like, we discussed the other week, like Singing in the Rain, you just come away from that film happy. Mm-hmm. A lot of Burt Reynolds movies, especially when you get to see the gag reels at the end. Like
him and Dom DeLuise. I just wanted to hang out with them.
That guy looked like he was having the time of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Did they originate the gag? Like, what's the first film?
I don't know. That's a rabbit hole we're not going to go down right now.
If he didn't, like, they may have perfected it there.
Oh, yeah. I can watch that all. And I suggest Googling Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, and you're welcome.
That is a rabbit hole you want to go down.
It really is. So Deliverance is a movie you should see for pop culture purposes, and then you should forget that you saw it.
So. Just remember the pertinent facts and
yes.
delete the rest of that file.
Absolutely. And for reals. Now, I feel like I need something happy.
And
so we're going
to also feel like I need to take a bath or a hot shower.
Pretty much like that.
I just need to keep scrubbing. And not because of COVID. So
No. Deliverance from evil. Evil. Anyway, thanks for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.